Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, February 11th, 2015. This is episode 110 of The Big Show. Thank you, as ever, for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. We have so much stuff to talk about. Just an immense... I'm looking at my list of things thinking, I don't know how I'm ever getting through this episode without it being like an hour long. But we're going to give it a shot. We'll see how it goes. I'll try to make sure it's not too long. There are just a ton of things we need to talk about. I want to start with an interesting study that comes from Marketing Charts that talks about, they surveyed a whole bunch of folks, a whole bunch of marketers, a whole bunch of marketing executives, chief marketing officers, and the like, to see what is the most exciting opportunity in 2015. And the number one most exciting opportunity in 2015 that the survey respondents listed was customer experience. Now, I think that that's really interesting. I think it's really interesting because I think and have thought for a long time that the future of marketing revolves heavily around customer experience. The future of e-commerce, the future of marketing, the future of digital marketing will all revolve around customer experience. And as I've said many times before, you know, there's the old quote from William Gibson, the science fiction author, that says, the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed, right? We live in the future in many ways. If you look at the rise of rating and review sites, so the TripAdvisors of the world, the Yelps of the world, the Angie's lists of the world, that's how people perceive your brand today. In many cases, your brand is only as good as the last review someone posted about you on one of these sites. And so it's really very telling that most of these marketers are saying the most exciting opportunity is customer experience, because it's really an admission that the way they're going to succeed is by differentiating the experience that their customers have. I wrote a post yesterday that talked about Darren, it talked about some comments Darren Houston, the CEO of Priceline, made. And he talked all about how they need to drive brand value, how they need to improve brand value. This is a quote that he gave in an interview with Skift. He said, "We'd like to win not through constantly buying customers, but more creating experiences that customers want to have. That will, at the end of the day, carry the day. That's a more valuable way to create long-term sustainable business, a long-term sustainable business, than being in the market every year and having to rebuy your customers." Now, this is a guy who's the head of a company called Priceline and was built on the notion of customers finding the best price, saying, nah, the real thing we need to do is make sure that we are providing great products and great services and great experiences to our customers. They want to make sure that it's as seamless a process as possible. Now, a lot of creating a great customer experience is going to revolve around that seamless experience. And that's where this becomes more of an e-commerce and digital thing, because you're going to need to make that experience seamless. So I'll give you an example. TechCrunch has a report that Yelp is buying a delivery network, a company called Eat24. Because what they've realized is sometimes customers want to read reviews. Sometimes customers are going to want to make a reservation. And sometimes customers are going to want to just have the food brought to them. So Yelp is starting to expand past just here's a review to let's get involved in the transaction. But more importantly, let's help the customer solve their problem. You're hungry? You found a great restaurant on Yelp? We'll bring the food to you. Now that's spectacular on one level, on one hand, because they're focused on the needs of how they help customers have a great experience. And again, as Darren Houston says, and as I've been saying, that's how you're going to win. Now, what that's going to create is an environment where customers are going to interact with your brand in all kinds of different ways, ways that they may not even realize. There's a interesting post on Quartz that talks about the fact that Facebook has introduced internet access, low-cost internet access, in many developing nations using, they use this quote-unquote nonprofit called internet.org. Which is really something that they've set up, and I might have the name of that wrong, by the way. I'm so sorry, I don't have it in my notes, but basically they've set up an effective nonprofit to help lower the cost of internet access for many people. However, for many people in the developing world, the plan that they get actually just gives them access to Facebook. It doesn't take them to the internet as a whole, just takes them to Facebook. And according to this Quartz article, millions of Facebook users don't know that they're using the internet. You know, they've surveyed these customers and many of them say, oh, I use Facebook, but I don't use the internet, which clearly that can't both be true. But what's happened is, I mean, it sounds funny, but that's the way it really ought to be, because the technology should simply fade into the background. It should just be there. Facebook has made it that people can use them and not have to worry about where they are on the internet. There's some cons to that if you're a brand that needs to talk to those people and now you're entirely dependent on Facebook for access to those customers. That's the downside. But the upside is they have created this very, very simple experience for customers to help, you know, to help solve their problems. Now, that's kind of the point I was making last week's episode where I said e-commerce is more than just one channel. It's when you bring these together and you create these seamless experiences that you're really helping your customers solve for their needs best. If anybody ever saw the film Her from a couple years ago with Scarlett Johansson and Joaquin Phoenix, if you noticed, all the technology was, for all intents and purposes, invisible. It just kind of was there. And that's the world we're moving towards, or at least we are when you do it right. Now, to do that right, you need to do a handful of things very, very well. And GetElastic points out one of the big problems in a brilliant post on where they talk about what's wrong with a customer experience strategy or what's wrong with customer experience strategy. In that the problem that they highlight is the lack of data integration, the need for you to actually make sure your data is available to the right people at your company at the right time to help your customer. Now, I mentioned this in a post last week that talked about how mobile will disrupt your industry and three ways to protect your business. We already know that Google and Apple and Facebook and Yelp and whomever else, the AgFam folks, all those Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, etc., are going to represent gatekeepers between your customers and your business because they will have the data. And so you need to make sure that you are creating a solid database and putting it in the hands of the people you need it in to ensure that they have a great experience so that you can remain in contact with your customers and that you can continue to do so in the future without having to pay a gatekeeper. I wrote another post about this not long ago for part of the Travel Tuesday series that talked about three keys to competing with online travel agents for hotels. And I said, you know, if you already have a good collection of guest data, great, but think about this. How many people on property? And if you're a retailer, you can assume on your store, you know, on the floor of your stores, your retail associates can actually put that data to work to help your customers. For instance, in a hotel, does room service know that your guest's daughter is vegan? Does housekeeping know that the business traveler in room 318 has a nut allergy and should receive a different turndown amenity? Does your front desk associate know that the couple arriving tonight is on their first getaway in years without the kids and really, really doesn't want to be disturbed? Right? You've got to do this thing where you make it so seamless that the data is in the hands of the people who can actually help your customers most effectively. I don't care if you're retail. I don't care if you're hospitality. I don't care if you're a restaurant. I don't care if you're a car dealership. If you're going to have that data and you don't put it into action to help your customers when they arrive, it's really not worth having the data in the first place. Now, I've said that, you know, we live in the future, and I'm going to give you some examples of why this is and why this matters. We've reached an era where mobile and millennials are huge. Smartphone-owning millennials, 19 to 33, this is from a post the other day, said that they are more likely to expect brands to have a mobile-friendly website. 55% said they'd rather have a mobile-friendly website or app than they are to expect brands to have a social media presence or any other channel. Millennials live their lives with their mobile close at hand, and so they always have the ability to find someplace else to shop and to buy if you don't provide them a good experience. They'll gladly go somewhere else. They can do that readily and easily. And that's going to be true for everybody really soon. There was a piece on Wired the other day that said, in less than 2 years, a smartphone could be your only computer. Now, I think that's absolutely true. I think it's really powerful to keep in mind. Again, the future's already here. It's just not evenly distributed. Millennials live in a world where they'll just pull out their phone and use it when they want, where they want, how they want to get the information that they want. And we know that the AgFam folks have the data because they'll just point them to the, they'll point the millennials, they'll point customers to the right place. And possibly in 2 years' time, if Wired's right, heck, let's say they're wrong. Let's say it's 3 years. It won't just be millennials. It'll be all your customers. It will be something where your customers will say, I'm not getting the experience I need here, so I'm just going to go wherever I need to get what I want. And then they'll be sure to tweet about it, and they'll be sure to post on Facebook about it, and they'll post reviews about it right from their phone, right there while they're in their store or in your restaurant or in your hotel or in your car dealership or wherever they happen to be. And then it raises the question, where will you be? So yes, I do think the customer experience is the future. I think the customer experience is going to be a key driver of e-commerce marketing and digital marketing as we go forward. I also think that you need to remember, we live in the future right now. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. That raced by. I actually left a couple of items off the list just because there's so much we could talk about. But I want to remind you that you can always come back for more. I do this podcast every Wednesday, and you can subscribe to it by going to iTunes or Stitcher Radio or whatever your favorite podcatcher is. And you can do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. You can also go to timpeter.com/podcast and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. And of course, you don't just have to listen to me. You can talk to me too by shooting me an email. Just send an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com with any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, anything that happens to be on your mind. I do love to hear from you. It would be great. So feel free to drop me a line about anything that's on your mind. With that, I hope you have a fantastic rest of the week, a great weekend, and I will look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud again next week. Take care, everybody.